Dreamscape presents Homeward Witch by Judith Behrens, Martha Carr, and Michael Anderley. Narrated by Hallie Ricardo. 1. A long, warbled bellow echoed through the silence of the woods. Trees snapped and cracked beneath the thunderous footsteps of one of Mabane's perilous creatures. The ground shuddered, and Lily Antony woke with a start. What was that? Wide awake now, she turned toward Romeo Stevens beside her in the king-sized bed that would have been impossible to fit in a regular tent. But there, in this dimension, the impossible seemed the new normal. A few more trees fell only a few miles away with torturous groans. Romeo! The werewolf's green eyes opened the second her hand settled on his shoulder. He jerked, then turned his head toward her with a tiny frown.
Oh, man. I had the weirdest dream, Lil. Something was attacking us, and it made this sound like a foghorn, only...
The bellow rang out once again, and the ground trembled enough to swing the lantern hung from a hook in the tent ceiling violently from side to side. She whipped her head toward the tent's closed entrance flap. Okay. Is that loud and way too close?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
They shared a quick glance before she tossed the thick comforter off her lap and slipped out of the bed. We need to go.
I'm right behind you.
He darted out of the bed and snatched his clothes up off the floor as she yanked the ridiculous emerald green velvet dress over her head again.
Didn't your mom say we were safe here?
She rushed toward the tent's entrance on bare feet and paused to listen for more frenzied chaos from outside. I'm not sure that applies when something that sounds like an exploding skyscraper is headed directly toward us. Don't tell me you feel like waiting around to find out.
I won't, and definitely have no problem with moving.
Once Romeo jammed his feet into his sneakers, he skirted the huge bed in the tent that didn't look nearly as roomy from the outside, and stood beside her.
Maybe it stopped, huh? Or changed direction?
Right on cue, another warbled cry blared from the creature outside. I very much doubt it, she grimaced. Come on. She tossed the entrance flap aside and ducked beneath it before she moved quickly into the clearing Greta Antony had called Kahara. The iron brazier was dark and empty, although the basket of exotic Mabane fruits still rested beside the tree stumps. Rays of pink light from the sky above the forest canopy streamed through the branches.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?